is really, yeah. You know, if you have one or two people who want to learn, it's better than thousands of people who are arrogant and they just want to argue. You know, really. Yes, sir. No, really, because you look at, for example, have you heard of Abu Hanifa, rahimahullah? Abu Hanifa, his knowledge in that almost, you know, maybe you would say half the world today follows the madhab of Abu Hanifa. All of India, Pakistan, Bangladesh, parts of Syria, parts of Iraq, you know, almost half the world they follow it. Maybe, but he only had two primary students that propagated his madhab. He had two students that were very, very devoted to him, Abu Yusuf and Muhammad Shaybani. And these two students, they recorded his knowledge and spread it, you know, and from there the knowledge spread and propagated to other people. So oftentimes it's not the quantity, but it's the quality. The quality. You might have also heard of Shaykh al-Islam Ibn Taymiyyah, rahimahullah. He was one of the great, great scholars in roughly the 7th century of Hijri, about 700 years after the Prophet ﷺ. He came and he revived a lot of the sciences. During his lifetime, they threw him in jail, they criticized him, they said he was bad, they said he was an innovator, they said he was, anthropomorphist, you know, because he said that you believe in whatever Allah says about himself. And so during his lifetime, he spent the last days of his life, rahimahullah, in jail. He passed away in the prison, in a fortress, still there today in Damascus. But he had one student, just one, who was very devoted to him. His name is Ibn al-Qayyim al-Jawziyyah. So one of the amazing things about Ibn al-Qayyim, when Ibn Taymiyyah was put in jail, Ibn Qayyim said, I felt like the whole world was, he was free. Ibn Qayyim was not in jail. His teacher, Ibn Taymiyyah, was in prison. So his student, he said, I felt like the whole world was crushing me. And I felt so depressed. So I went and joined my sheikh in prison. And he stayed in prison with Ibn Taymiyyah, and he said, I was much happier. As soon as I saw my teacher, all of my sadness went away, and I was very happy. So he had a very, you know, one very devoted student, Ibn Qayyim, and almost all the knowledge we have from Ibn Taymiyyah, it's been passed on through Ibn Qayyim, Jawziyyah. And now, like most of the world, they benefit from Ibn Taymiyyah's knowledge. So it's not, the quantity that matters, but if the quality is there, then it will pass on to the future generations. And that's how the knowledge, it flows from the time of the Prophet until today. You know, there was people that were very devoted to the Islamic knowledge. They carried it on. Inshallah, will continue this way until the future. Inshallah, so may Allah give us that that devotion to the knowledge. Inshallah, khair. Inshallah. So we'll begin. Inshallah, today's lesson, which is on the middle tongue letters. The middle tongue letters, and this will be lesson number 3, inshallah ta'ala. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen, salatu wa salam ala Rasulihi al-Kareem wa ahlihi wa sahbihi salam. Allahumma zidna ilma, Allahumma faqihna fi deen, Allahumma aati nafusana taqwaha wa zakiha wa anta khayru man zakaha. أنت وليها ومولاها. اللهم صل على محمد وآله وصحبه وسلم. May Allah increase us in knowledge and understanding of His religion. May Allah give us the fiqh of His deen. May Allah give ourselves, our nafus, the taqwa, so that it obeys Allah Ta'ala. O Allah, You are the ruler, You are the controller of the nafus. اللهم آتي نفوسنا تقواها وزكيها أنت خير من زكاها أنت وليها ومولاها. I welcome you again, inshallah, to today's lesson in the makharij of the huruf, or the pronunciation points of the letters. And in this lesson, inshallah ta'ala, we will go over the letters of the middle tongue. The letters of the middle tongue. And before we begin, the ulama, they divide the letters of the tongue into four areas, four primary areas, where the letters are pronounced from. The first of those areas is the back of the tongue, the back part of the tongue, and this is where the qaf and the kaf are pronounced from. The back of the tongue, we have two letters, the qaf and the kaf. And then after that, we have what is called the wasatul lisan, the middle part of the tongue. The middle part of the tongue. The middle part of the tongue, it has three letters. It has the jeen, ya, and sheen. The jeen, ya, and sheen. So we covered the jeen and the ya previously. Today, inshallah ta'ala, we will cover the sheen. The third area of the tongue are the sides of the tongue. The side of the tongue. And what they call the hafate al-lisan. And the sides of the tongue, it pronounces two letters. The letter wad, like in walallameen. Walallameen. That's from the sides. That's right. From the, what they call the hafat al-lisan, the side of the tongue. And also the lam. The lam is also pronounced from the side of the tongue. And finally, we have the letters of the tip of the tongue. The tip of the tongue. And some of the letters are pronounced solely from the tip of the tongue. Some of them are with the tip of the tongue and the top front teeth. Some of them are with the tip of the tongue and the between the lips, like between the teeth, actually, like the seen, for example. Some of them you put the tip of the teeth on the tongue like that, like law. So we're going to go through these different letters, inshallah ta'ala, that come from the tip of the tongue, inshallah. So that's the fourth area, the tip of the tongue. For the middle of the tongue, we have the jeen, ya, and sheen. The jeen, ya, and sheen. Last time, we started the letter, we spoke about the letter ya. The letter ya. The letter ya is from the middle part of the tongue. It comes from the middle part of the tongue. And if you recall, the ya is a letter that is a thin letter. Remember? Like, so for example, we say ya, qul ya ayyuhal kafirun. We don't say qul ya ayyuhal kafirun. Ya, ya. When you do the thin letters, we keep the sides of the mouth apart and keep the jaw mostly closed. So we say ya, qul ya ayyuhal kafirun. The thick letters, we open the mouth. Like, for example, qa, inna qaruna. Kana. So the qaf, you open the mouth vertically, and the kaf, the thin letters, you make it horizontal. Now, so the ya, it's a thin letter, like in the word ya. Also, for the ya, one of the rules we discussed is that when we pronounce the ya, we have to emphasize the ya. When it's in the beginning of a word, for example, we said ya'namu, ya'namu, not anamu, ya'namu. We have to make sure that we emphasize it and pronounce it from the middle part of the tongue. And an important rule is, if we look at the ayah here, waman, the words, if we just read the words, waman ya'man mithqala ذَرَّةٍ شَرًّا يَرَى. But one of the rules of the ya is that whenever there's a noon, letter noon, before the letter ya, right? When you have the letter noon before the letter ya, and that noon is a sakin, has a sukun on it, then the ya eats up the letter noon. The ya eats up the letter noon. So in this ayah, when we say the first two words, how do we pronounce it? Wa man ya'mal. Wa man ya'mal. So here we have what is called the eating up of the noon. But it's not completely eaten up. It's only partially eaten up. The nasal sound, the nasalization remains behind. So we don't say wa mai yama, we say wa mai yama. See the difference? Wa mai yama, the noon is gone completely. But then we have to leave the nasalization. Wa mai yama. Wa mai yama. No. Does anybody know what this rule is called? When you have the noon eaten up by the letter before it? The letter after it, I'm sorry.
Noon sakin.
Noon sakin? I'm sorry?
Noon sakin.
Okay. What happens when the noon sakin is eaten up by the letter that comes after it? What is that rule called? You familiar with this rule? It's called idgham. Idgham. I-D-G-H-A-M, roughly in English, idgham. Idgham, it means eating up. And the idgham here, it's only partial. You still keep the nasalization sound. So here, وَمَنْ يَعْمَلْ مِثْقَالَ ذَرَّةٍ شَرًّا يَرَهُ. Okay, so we have the idgham after the noon, وَمَنْ وَمَنْ يَعْمَلْ. Is there any other idgham in the ayah? Could you pronounce it?
Yara. Yara.
Yara. Okay, where is the idgham here? Is there an idgham here? Remember, idgham is when you have the noon eaten up by the word, by the letter after it. You're close, but it's not in that word.
Yeah, right. Right there. Just above the rock.
Yes. 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 Very good, mashallah. Very good, brother Al-Qayyum. When we pronounce the tanween, the two fathas, it's a noon normally. So you would say sharran. But because the noon here is followed by a ya, we have the rule again of idgham. So we say sharran yara. So the noon is deleted and we replace it with a nasalization sound for about 2 beats, 2 seconds. So let me read it one more time and then we can pronounce it together. وَمَنْ يَعْمَلْ مِثْقَالَ ذَرَّةٍ شَرًّا يَرَهُ. وَمَنْ يَعْمَلْ مِثْقَالَ ذَرَّةٍ شَرًّا يَرَهُ. Okay, you see how the two idghams? Is that clear for everybody? Did you see it, Brother Omar?
شَرًّا يَرَهُ.
Good. See how it's coming from the nose? Right. Let's call it idgham. Idgham. Is that clear for everybody? Alright, would you like to read this ayah together? Or would you like to pronounce it? Go ahead, brother. Practice this ayah, inshallah. Okay, I can read it for you. We'll practice the tanween, the idgham. In the idgham, we're going to go into more details, inshallah, in the next lessons, in the future, inshallah. This is just related to the letter ya. Wa man ya'man.
Ya'min.
Wa man ya'man. Mithqala. Zarratin. Zarratin. Sharain.
Sharain.
Yara.
Yara.
Good. Good. No. Good. Yes, Brother Jawad. Okay. Did you make the idgham of the noon? You should hear a nasal sound where the noon is. Yes.
Wa man ya'mal mithqala.
Okay, here's the van. Dharratin.
Dharratin. Shar. Sharia.
Sharain.
Sharain. Sharain.
Sharain yara. Sharain yara.
Yara.
Yes. Sharain yara. See the noon? Sharan yara. If we didn't do the idgham rule, if we didn't know about idgham, we would just say Sharan yara, right? The tanwin. But because there's a ya afterwards, then we do the idgham rule. Sharain yara.
وَمَنْ يَعْمَلْ مِثْقَالَ ذَرَّةٍ شَرًّا
يَرَى.
يَرَى.
Good, good. The ya is thin, the ra is thick.
يَرَى.
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 No, in the ha. يَرَى. Very good, mashallah. What's your name, brother?
Muhammad.
Muhammad, mashallah. Jazakallah khair. Yes, Brother Bukayyum.
وَمَنْ يَعْمَلْ مِثْقَالَ ذَرَّةٍ شَرًّا
يَرَهُ. MashaAllah. Good, the idghams are very good. The only thing we would want to work on is the tha. مِثْقَالَ. The letter tha is from the tip of the tongue with the top front teeth. So you want to put the tongue out a little bit more and put your top incisor teeth on the tip of your tongue and then pronounce the tha. Mis, no. Mithqala.
Mithqala.
Good. How about the next word?
Zar.
Good, good, yes. That's also from the same place.
Same
makhraj, yes. Very good. May Allah reward you.
Mithqala zar.
Zarratin
sharayyara.
Nah, very good, mashallah. Yes, Brother Khalil, would you like to read it?
وَمَنْ يَمَلْ مِثْقَالَ ذَرَّةٍ شَرَيْيَرَ.
Very good, very good idgham, mashallah. Jazakallah khair. Mashallah. Yes, yes, Brother Muhammad. Good, good. Also the same thing, the letter tha. See the seen, when you say is, the seen is by keeping the tongue inside, behind the top and bottom front teeth. When you want to make the tha, you push the tongue out a little bit. Mis-a-la. Mis-a-la. Mashallah, mashallah. Very good. Looks like you learned, all of you understood the idgham really good. The rule for it now, mashallah. Very good. Jazakallah khairan. Any questions on the ya before we move on to the sheen? Okay, let's move on to the letter sheen. Inshallah, this is the third of the letters of the middle tongue. The sheen is from the wasatul lisan. Wasat means middle part of the tongue. The letter sheen. And the letter sheen is a soft letter. It's a letter of rikhwa, meaning that when you pronounce it, when you have a sukun on it, the air, the sound continues to flow. It doesn't stop sharply. So when you say, for example, like in the word ash-shams, we pronounce it with continuation of the sound. This is called the tafashi of the sheen. Tafashi literally means a spreading of the air within the whole mouth, so that the air touches the front teeth. You'll feel the air, and it continues. Ash, like when we say ash-shams, ash-shams. You can actually, if you pronounce the sheen properly, the ulama say you will feel the vibration of the air behind your top front teeth. You'll feel the air. Ash. You try saying
ash.
Do you feel the air behind your teeth? That's called tafashi. Tafashi means spreading out. So the sheen, it starts, its makhraj is the middle of the tongue, but actually the air should flow throughout the mouth until it even hits against the teeth. If we don't pronounce the tafashi, the sheen will be incomplete. It'll be like ash, ash. It didn't go throughout the whole mouth. It only came out through the directly from the tongue. Ash, washamsi, washamsi waduhaha. Okay, so this is called the tafashi of the sheen, the continuation of the sheen sound. The sheen also, it's not pronounced with a fatha after it, like a qalqala. So we don't want to say asha, asha. We want to say ash, washamsi, not washa, washamsi, washamsi, washamsi. Ash, not asha. Let me give another example. Ash-shaytanu. A'udhu billahi minash-shaytani. Many times in this ayah, أعوذ بالله من الشيطان من الشيطان. This is تفشي. See how the air is spreading. من الشيطان الرجيم. No. من الشيطان الرجيم. Okay. The sheen also is similar to the jeem. When you write it in the middle of a word or the beginning of a word, it doesn't. You don't write the tail. You just write the three dots and the two, and like the scene with three dots above it, you connect it to the next word. And same thing in the middle of the word. But when it's in the end of a word, it has a long tail. It has a long tail. So for example, the word sha. Sha.
Sha.
No. Okay? So the sheen, again, it's a soft letter. It has the continuation of sound, which is called tafashi, the spreading of the sound. I'm sorry, tafashi, it means spreading out of the air throughout the mouth, and it shouldn't be pronounced with a qalqala. We shouldn't say minasha, 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 minash, continuous, minashayatan, minashayatan. Now, is that clear? The way to pronounce the sheen, it should have the air should move throughout the mouth, inshallah ta'ala. Okay, let's practice it, inshallah ta'ala, with the different vowel signs. Sha, shi, shu, ash. See that? Especially with the sukun. Sha, shi, shu, ash. Sha, shi, shu, ash. Okay? The tafashi will be more apparent when we read the ayahs, inshallah. We'll practice it, inshallah ta'ala. Okay. So here we have a few ayahs, some examples, inshallah, we can read to practice the letter sheen and the tafashi of the sheen. Let us look at the first ayah together. The first ayah, أَلَمْ نَشْرَحْ صدرك ألم نشرح لك صدرك. Okay, we see here in this ayah a number of rules. First, we have the tafashi of the sheen. Nash. See, the air is not spreading. Nashrah. And then we have the letter ha. Right? Remember the ha for the Muhammad? We're gonna have to work on this one. The ha is from the, which part of the throat? Does anyone remember? The ha, it comes from? The ha comes from the bottom of the throat. Ha, like Allah, Salah, right? The ha comes from the middle part of the throat. The middle. It's more in the middle of the throat, and it's more air with it. Ha, ha, ha. So here, nashrah. See how it's rubbing the middle of my throat? Not nashrah. Nashrah is totally different. Something different. Nashrah. So we have to give the ha more air. Just like in the salah, when we say salah, the ha, it's from the bottom of the throat, salah. But when we say the next part, falah, because the ha is from the middle of the throat. So here, nashrah, alam nashrah, laka. Kaf, is it thick or thin? Thin. Not laqa. Alam nashrah laqa. Laka. Laka. Alam nashrah laka. See the difference? Oh, pretty clear, right? No. Actually, yeah. No. Laka. And then we have the sod. Sada. Sod is a thicker thing. Thick. Sod. Dal. Can anybody remember the rule on the dal here? Qalqala. Not sadrak. Sadrak. Sadarak. Sadarak. See the difference? Sadrak and sadarak. Sadarak. The dal, it has that extra vibration on it. Alam nashrah laka sadrak. And then we have, in the end, kaf. And the kaf, listen to the kaf the way that we pronounce it. Sadrak. Sadrak. Notice that sound on the kaf, on the end. Sadrak. There's air flowing out. Yes. Do you remember what that's called? This is a bonus question if you remember this. This is called humps. Humps, right? If you remember. The calf, it has air flowing out. Qaf, does it have that air flowing out? Qaf, it doesn't have it. Iq. Ik. See the calf? So here, sadarak. So let's read it again. Alam nashrah laka sadarak. Alam nashrah laka sadarak. Alam nashrah laka sadarak. Is that clear for the rules on those? Would you like to read it, brother? Inshallah. I'll read it with you, inshallah. Alam nashrah. Nashrah. Rah. Laka. Sada. Rak. Good, mashallah. Alhamdulillah. Allah reward you, brother. Brother Jawahir?
ألم نشرح لك صدرك.
Okay. نشرح. راح. Yes.
لك صدرك.
Okay. Try to give the dal the echo sound. صدرك.
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 Good. Good. You like to read it down from the beginning?
ألم نشرح لك صدرك.
Very good, mashallah. Jazakallah khair. Yes, well, Muhammad.
ألم نشرح لك صدرك.
You did the qalqal on the sheen. I'm glad that you did that so we could point it out. ألم نشرح. ألم نشرح. How should it be? Alam nashrah, not nasha. Alam nashrah. Go ahead.
Alam nashrah laka sadarak.
Okay, good. The meme had a little bit of qalqara also. Alam ma? Alam. Alam.
Alam.
Yes. Alam nashrah laka sadarak. صدرك.
صدرك.
Very good. Would you like to read it from the beginning again?
ألم نشرح لك صدرك.
Good. Good. The only thing was the meme again. ألم. Yes.
ألم نشرح لك صدرك.
Very good. That's very good. MashaAllah. May Allah reward you, brother. JazakAllah khair. Yes, brother.
ألم نشرح لك صدرك.
ما شاء الله.
ألم نشرح لك صدرك.
Very good, very good. ما شاء الله. The only thing, maybe slightly, the calf, صدرك, the calf is in front of the qaf, a little bit thinner. صدرك,
صدرك.
The ra is thick, right? Sadarak. Sadarak. Yes, yes. Jazakallah khair. Barakallah fi. Yes, Brother Khalil.
Alam nashrah laka sadarak.
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 Also close to the calf is a little bit, if you can make it a little bit thinner. Sadarak.
Sadarak.
Yes. Very good. MashaAllah. JazakAllah khair. Yes, Brother Muhammad. You know the one letter, right? Which letter is it? The ha. That's right. He knows. But I don't want to be too strict because then, you know, brother has a soft heart, MashaAllah. Okay. خير إن شاء الله. ألم نشرح لك صدرك. ما شاء الله. Very good, brother. جزاك الله خير. Should we take a break here? إن شاء الله. And we'll take maybe 5-10 minute break. And then we'll do the rest of the ayahs. إن شاء الله تعالى. You want to take a break now or read one more ayah?
No, take a break now.
Take the break. إن شاء الله. جزاك الله خير. Any questions for what we covered so far? More practice, yes. Yes. We have four, we'll practice these ayahs here. No.
It's like when you saw my sheen, I wanted to say sheen.
Sheen. That's right. Right. Not sheen. See, the air is not spreading out. The tafashi, what it means is that all of your teeth have to feel the air. Tafashi. So you want to make the air spread throughout your mouth. Can you say ash? Not yes. Do you feel the air on your teeth? Do you feel the air on your teeth? That's a tafashi. Ash. That's right. No. That's right. No. Sheen. Ish. That's right. No. Nashrah. Nashrah. No. No.
Yeah, that's why you
can't
say it. Like, I would
just
say it regularly.
Sheen is not perfect. Sheen-ish. Because it doesn't have the tefesh sheen. You want to make the air move throughout the mouth. Just remember the sheen, where does it start? Middle of the tongue, right? But then when the air vibrates, you want it to spread out. No, so say ish. Ish. Right. That's right. Ashams. That's right. No, that's good. Mashallah. That's right. Khair, inshallah. Is that okay? Do you have a question? It's okay? Alhamdulillah. May Allah make it easy for the brothers, inshallah. Alhamdulillah. So this ayah, Alam Nashrah Laka Sadarak. Sadarak is one of the words that takes some concentration, because Sad is thick, Dal is thin, Ra is thick, and the Kaf is thin. So you're moving between thick, thin, thick, thin. Sadarak, Sadarak. Alam nashrah laka sadarak. Sadarak. Good, good, good. Now you got it now. Sadarak. That's right. MashaAllah. Did we not? Alam nashrah. Expand. Sharh. Allah expand. Laka your. Nashrah means to expand. Expand. Yes, open up to expand.
So it's like saying that longer.
Allah is saying.
Like a little longer.
Yes. The meaning of this ayah. The meaning of this ayah, Allah is saying, did we not expand for you your chest, your breast? Alam nashrah laka sadarak. So the Prophet ﷺ, this is Allah is addressing the Prophet ﷺ. And the ulama, they say that the Prophet ﷺ said that when Allah wants guidance for somebody, He causes his chest to expand and absorb and to feel comfortable, basically, when he hears about Islam. When Allah wants to guide somebody, He causes his chest to expand and, you know, absorb what he's hearing. If Allah wants to misguide somebody, subhanAllah, this is one of the miracles of the Quran. When Allah wants to misguide somebody, He causes his chest to become constrained, as if he is, and this is what it says in the Quran, as if he's ascending up into the sky. Ascending up into the sky. What happens when you go up high up in the sky in a high altitude? The oxygen gets thinner and thinner, and your chest gets constrained as if you can't breathe. No. Did the Prophet system ever ascend up into the sky so he knows how the oxygen, how it? He didn't know that. So it says in the Quran, nowadays when they go on the airplane, they realize they have to pressurize the cabin, otherwise people will not be able to breathe. They'll get crushed, they'll feel like their breast is crushed. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran, did those who do not want the guidance, when they hear the words of Allah, as if their chest is constrained, as if they are being raised up in the sky. كَأَنَّهُ يَسَّعَدْ فِي السَّمَاءِ. So Allah is describing that when a person goes up in the sky, his chest is compressed. SubhanAllah. How did the Prophet ﷺ know this? There's no way that he could have had knowledge of what would happen up in the sky. So this is one of the miracles of the Quran. SubhanAllah. So may Allah expand our chest to the knowledge, inshallah, and to the guidance. Inshallah. Well, to welcome you back to the lesson on the middle tongue letters, and we're covering the letter sheen, letter sheen. And as we mentioned, the sheen is a letter that has the tafashi, the spreading of the air throughout the mouth. Let us go to the next ayah and read it together, inshallah ta'ala. Allah, the ayah, A'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim. A'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim. There are a few rules here, several rules actually. This ayah, there's several rules. First, we have the hamza in the beginning. And the hamza is from the bottom of the throat, and it's a strong letter. A-ru. We don't want to join the two together. Many people, they say Udu billahi, or they say Auzu billahi. They didn't separate. They didn't pronounce the hamza. A-ru. A-ru billahi. See how there's two letters? A and then ru. A-ru-du. A-ru-du. See the zal? Zal is from the teeth and the tip of the tongue. Not zu. A-ru-zu. A-ru-zu. The ayn is from the throat. A-ru-zu. A-ru-zu billahi. A'udhu billahi. Naam. And whenever you have the dhamma on any letter in Arabic, you have to circle the lips. A'udhu. See how my lips, I'm making a circle. That way you pronounce it properly. A'u, a'u. See the ayn? A'u, a'udhu billahi. The lam in the word Allah. Do you notice there's a shadda, right? So we pronounce it twice. Billahi, billahi, billahi. Hold the lam and it could have a shadda. Billahi. The kasra is not written here on your page, but there's a kasra on the ha. A'udhu billahi minash. See the mean? Not manash shaytan. Make sure you give the kasra. Minash shadda on the sheen, it has a lot of tafashi. The sheen, when it has a shadda, make sure you spread the air. Minash shaytan, not ta, shaytani, shaytani, shaytan. Ta is a thick letter. Shaytanir, connect the ra. Shaytanir rajim. Not shaytani rajim, shaytani rajim. Where's brother Isa today? Brother Isa, usually he pronounces this one good, mashallah. Mina shaytani rajim. Right? See the shadda on the ra, then the jeem on the n. Rajim. Make sure that the meem, press the lips. Rajim. Rajim. Let's read it together again. A'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim. A'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim. Okay, any questions on this? You'd like to read it? A'udhu billahi
minash shaytanir rajim.
Okay. Couple things, inshallah. We'll take it one word at a time. The first part. A'udhu. Can you say it again?
A'udhu.
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 Good. Billahi.
Billahi.
Okay. See the word Allah? There's a shadda. Two lahs. Billahi.
Oh, billahi.
Billahi. Now, make the lam come from the sides of the tongue. Billahi.
Billahi.
Billahi is coming from the nose. Noon, it doesn't come from the nose. Billahi. See? It doesn't change. Billahi.
Oh, Billahi.
Billahi. Plug your nose in. There you go. Nothing. Okay. Plug your nose in.
Billahi.
Ah, see what happens? Do you hear the note?
Yeah.
Say it again.
Billahi.
Mm. See how much is coming from the nose? The lam doesn't come from the nose. So we want to get the lam down from the tongue. Not billahi. Billahi. Billahi.
Billahi.
There you go. Now.
Billahi.
Yes. Okay. Billahi minash shaytan.
See?
Shadda on the sheen with a tafashi. Minash.
Minash.
Minash shaytan. Shaytan
irrajim.
Shaytan
irrajim.
Good, good, mashallah. We'll practice some more, inshallah. Yes, Brother Jawahid?
A'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim.
Okay, very good, mashallah. Only that maybe a little bit the lam, again, similar to the brother, is a little bit coming from the nose. Billahi.
A'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim.
Okay. On the sheen and the word shaytan, try to make it more air spreading.
Minash shaytanir rajim.
Okay. And then on the noon, shaytan nir rajim. Kasra. Good, very good, mashallah. Jazakallah khair. Yes, brother.
A'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim.
Okay, good. The only thing, maybe the ta, you want to make it thick. Shaytani. Shaytani rajim. Good. Would you like to say it one more time?
A'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim.
Okay, good. The ayin is a little bit soft, a little bit. Yeah, try to give it a little bit more from the throat. A'udhu, a'udhu. Can you say na'budu? A'udhu. Yes. Oh, mashallah. Good. Good. Alhamdulillah. Jazakallah khair. Yes.
A'udhu billahi. A'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim.
MashaAllah. Very good. Okay. It's the ha in the word Allah. A'udhu billahi. Billahi. Billahi.
Billahi.
Yes. Jazakallah khair. Okay, good. If you want to make the ta more thick, shaytani. Good, good, mashallah. Yes, Brother Muhammad. Okay. It's okay, inshallah. Okay. Okay, we can go to the next ayah. There's no questions on this ayah. No questions? Okay.
So the lam, here we escape, right? After minel, we don't say.
That's minel. Right, that's right. Sheen is one of the letters you don't pronounce the lam before it. Ash-shams, ash-shaytan, for example. We don't pronounce the lam. They try to help you, they write the shadda on it. That means you connect it to the last letter that has a vowel on it. So here, minash shaytan. A'udhu billahi minash shaytan. The next ayah, wash shamsi, right? Not wal shamsi, wash shamsi. No. Jazakallah khair. We can go to the next ayah then, inshallah. The next ayah, wash shamsi wa duhaha. Here we have the shadda on the sheen. Wash shamsi wa duhaha. Here we have the, yeah, you know the fact, yeah. You have the ha and the ha. Ha ha. Ha ha. Wa duhaha. Wa duhaha. See the, do you notice the difference?
Yeah.
Wa duhaha. No. Wa duha, the word duha, it means morning time, right? Duha. And then ha, it means going, it means the belonging to something. Wa duha ha. No. Okay? We'll read it again. Washamsi wa duhaha. Washamsi wa duhaha. Good, good. MashaAllah. Yes, washamsi. Washamsi.
Washamsi.
Shadda on the sheen. Washamsi.
Washamsi.
Wa.
Duha. Wa
duha. Ha. Duha ha.
Duha ha.
Duha ha. Duha ha.
Duha ha.
Yes. Good. Good. Inshallah. Yes, brother. Shawahir.
Washamsi wa duha ha.
The dhad a little bit more from the side of the tongue and the back. Wadu, wadu, wadu ha ha.
Washamsi wadu ha ha.
Du, the ha, du, you should rub the throat. Du ha. Yes. Du ha. No. Good. Yes.
وَالشَّمْسِ
وَضُحَاهَا. Good, good, mashallah. Yes. وَالشَّمْسِ وَضُحَاهَا. Very good, mashallah. That's a good pronunciation of the ha and the ha, mashallah. Yes, brother. Duhaha. Duha. Duhaha. Good, good. No. Very good, mashallah. I'm not going to press you too much on the ha, but the sheen at least. Washamsi? Washamsi. Washamsi? Yes. Can you read it again? Duhaha. Good, good. MashaAllah. MashaAllah. May Allah reward you, brother. Alhamdulillah. Okay. The next ayah. Wa min sharri hasidin idha hasad. Wa min sharri hasidin idha hasad. Okay, here we have a few, couple rules here. Wa min sharri. Here we're going to get to this, but the noon, it's hidden a little bit in the sheen. So we don't say wa min sharri, we say wa min sharri. Wa min sharri. Okay? The ha, ha, si din. Ha, si din. إذا حسد. حسد. What is the rule on the dam? قبل القراءة بالدعم. وعليكم السلام. نعم. Okay. Let me read it again. ومن شر حاسد إذا حسد. ومن شر حاسد إذا حسد. Okay. This is a very nice ayah regarding protection from the envious one, from the evil of the hasid, the envious one, if he either hasad, if he practices the envy. And so this ayah is a protection from the evil eye, from the evil eye. Now, okay, would you like to read it for us?
Okay, go slowly.
Sure. Oh, sure.
Wa min
shari hasidin
idha
hasad. Good. MashaAllah. Very good, MashaAllah.
وَمِن شَرِّ حَاسِدٍ إِذَا حَسَدَ.
نعم. Good, good. JazakAllah. Yes,
وَمِن شَرِّ حَاسِدٍ إِذَا حَسَدَ.
Good, good. Now. Yes,
وَمِن شَرِّ حَاسِدٍ إِذَا حَسَدَ.
MashaAllah. Good. Yes.
وَمِن شَرِّ حَاسِدٍ إِذَا حَسَدَ.
Good. Just the ha, maybe it needs a little bit more air in it. حَاسِدٍ إِذَا حسد.
ومن شر حاسد إذا حسد.
نعم. Good. Yes, brother.
ومن شر حاسد إذا حسد.
Okay. The ذا إذا حسد.
ومن شر حاسد إذا حسد.
حسد. Very good, mashallah. Good job. Any questions on this ayah? You have energy for the last one?
Oh no,
one more ayah, inshallah. Actually, we read this one. We read this one, actually.
We did?
In the beginning, no. But if you want, we can read again, or we can... So read it one more time, inshallah. This is pretty the good rules here. We have the two what is the name, what is it called? Min wa man yama wa man yama. What is that called?
Idgham,
right? Idgham means eating up or joining, basically. So the noon, it joins the ya, wa man yama, and then also sharran yara. Sharayyara. So we have the idgham. Ya'man mithqala. See the qaf? Mithkala mithqala. Mithqala. Zarra. 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 Zarratin. Zarratin. Sharayyara. Sharayyara. See the ya is thin. Not yara. Ya, remember it's not ya ayyuhal kafirun, kun ya, yara. See how the ya is then? Not yara, yara. Wa man ya'mal mithqala dharratin sharran yara.
ومن يعمل مثقال ذرة شرا يره. Okay, inshallah. You want to read it? Wamay Yaman Yaman
Yaman
Mithqala
Qala
Qala Mithqala Zarratin Zarra ذرة شرين يره. Good, good, mashallah. Yes,
brother. ومن يعمل مثقال
ذرة
شري يرها
يرى. Good, good, mashallah. Yes, ma'am.
وَمَنْ يَعْمَلْ مِثْقَالَ ذَرَّةٍ شَرًّا يَرَهُ.
Okay. This is one of the... Whenever we have sukoon, see if one of the brothers can tell us where the mistake is.
وَمَنْ يَعْمَلْ مِثْقَالَ...
What is the mistake here? On the sukoon, right? Did you notice it? Ya, see the lam? Ya mala, ya mal. Now, wa may ya mal. Misa, mis qala.
Qala darratin sharriyara.
Good, good. MashaAllah. See, whenever you have sukoon, only certain letters, they have that echoing sound. Does anybody remember what those letters are? They have that echoing sound? Yes. Ta. One more important one. Qaf, right? Right. Qutabijad. These only these five letters, Brother Muhammad, they're the only ones that have that echoing. Qaf, Ta, Ba, Jeen, and Ta. That's right. Qutabijad. Those letters you echo them. The rest we don't try not to echo them when we pronounce them, inshallah.
وَمَنْ يَعْمَلْ مِثْقَالَ ذَرَّةٍ شَرًّا يَرَهُ.
ما شاء الله. Very good. ما شاء الله.
وَمَنْ يَعْمَلْ مِثْقَالَ ذَرَّةٍ شَرًّا يَرَهُ.
ما شاء الله. One of the benefits of repeating the ayah is to see if the person is learning. Mm. So what about the thought here? Is it misqala or mithqala? Mith? Try to put the tongue. Yes. Mith. Yeah, there you go. Mithqala. Mithqala. There you go. Yes. Yes. MashaAllah. MashaAllah. Khair. Any questions on any of these ayahs, inshallah? Or on the sheen? Any questions on the sheen?
This,
yes, bro.
That right there is a left.
Yes. Okay, good. You see in the script here, it says sharrain, and there's an aleph after it.
Yeah.
Why is that aleph written there? That aleph is written there because whenever you have a tanween, the two fathas, above, you always have to write it on an alif. You always have to put an alif. You don't pronounce that alif. See where it says sharran? You see the question the brother has? the word sharran in the end, there's an aleph there. That aleph is not part of the word. It's not the word shar, there's no aleph in it. But you write that aleph to draw the, when they draw the tanween, the two fatahs, they always put an aleph. See if there's any other.
Yeah, it's right here too.
Another example like that?
Yeah.
Where's the other example?
Right there. There's two of them.
Okay.
That's
yeah, that's a different. That aleph, you pronounce it. In the ayah before, وَمِن شَرِّ حَاسِدٍ إِذَا حَسَد. Here you pronounce the aleph. إِذَا. Not إِذَا. إِذَا. See, the aleph is pronounced here. But whenever you have the tanween, that aleph is just put there as to show you that there's a tongue. Yeah, you don't pronounce it. So you don't say sharran, you say sharran. Just ignore the aleph.
Yeah, doesn't have them in a couple of places here.
No.
Like right here, just in right there. And then you have it from the beginning, but
no,
right there.
No.
Like that.
No. Clear for the reason, whenever you have an alif, if it's, there's a tanween on it, you know what tanween is? Everybody know what tanween is? Tanween means two fathas.
So
two fathas, right? You don't pronounce the alif. You don't pronounce it. You just pronounce the. You know what you would do? If you stopped on that word, then you would pronounce the alif. So for example, وَمَنْ يَعْمَلْ مِثْقَالَ ذَرَّةٍ شَرًّا Sharrayara. See? If you stop on that place, then you use that aleph, you pronounce it. If you don't stop there, then you just ignore the aleph. Sharrayara. Good question, mashallah. Very, very good thing you noticed that, mashallah. Alhamdulillah, alhamdulillah. May Allah reward all of you, inshallah, for practicing these ayahs. And I ask Allah to make it firm in your minds and memories, and help us to remember these rules, inshallah. Any other questions on the machine? Questions?
So you have this on your website, right?
Yes, yes. If you go to, if you would like to see these ayahs, you can actually click on each ayah, and Shaykh al-Husari will recite it for you, inshallah. It's on imamfaisal.com/tajweed, or you can go to imamfaisal.com and click on tajweed, and you'll see a listing of the lessons, throat letters, middle tongue letters. If you want to review what we did in the past, you can go back, and we'll show each lesson, and each of these ayahs that you see, they are clickable. So you click on it, and the Shaykh al-Husri is a very, very expert reciter. May Allah have mercy upon him. He recited the whole Quran with a very, very precise tajweed. You can listen to it with him and repeat it a few times, and inshallah it will be easier for you. Inshallah ta'ala. Alhamdulillah. So the sheen is a letter of the middle of the tongue, and it is pronounced with tafashi. Inshallah ta'ala. And may peace and blessings be upon Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam and his family and companions. Jazakumullah khairan. Again, inshallah, we ask Allah to make this beneficial for us in this world and the next, inshallah. So any other questions? Yeah. Anybody has any other?
Yes.
Ah, okay. Now, it's pronounced, the alif is pronounced whenever you have a hamza on it, you pronounce the hamza.
Oh.
So here you have alif with a hamza and then a sheen.
Mm-hmm.
So you say ash. You pronounce that, yeah.
Ash.
That's right,
yeah.
Oh,
it is ash.
Ash.
Just
right.
Regular ash.
Alif, sheen, ash.
It is ash.
That's right, right.
Okay.
Asha is not correct. Ash.
Ash.
That's right, yeah. Very good, mashallah. May Allah reward you, brother. Alhamdulillah. There you go, yes. In the Adhan. Ashhadu. Right? Is it Ashhadu? Many people say Ashhadu anna ilahu. Ashhadu anna ilahu. Good, very good. Mashallah. Yes, and the Adhan? أشهد أن ما أشهد أشهد أن محمد رسول الله. نعم like this. نعم good. That's very good. Alhamdulillah. نعم أشهد أن محمد رسول الله. That's very good. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله. Right. أشهد أن لا أشهد أشهد أشهد. Yeah, that's a very good point, brother. No qalqala in the sheen. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. Ashhadu anna Muhammadan Rasulullah. Wow, that's very good, mashallah. Jazakallah khairan. Sallallahu ala Muhammad wa alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam. Alhamdulillah rabbil alamin. Allah knows best. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.